Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Deshaun Watson spoke to the media for the first time, and here is his introductory press conference.
First off, I just want to say I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be back around my teammates. I also want to thank the Browns organization, the ownership, my teammates in that locker room, all the coaching staff for all the support that they had for me, especially my time away. I also want to thank all my trainers, all my personal trainers outside when I was going away, who helped me stay in shape, grind to put in the work so I'm prepared when I come back. Thank also T3 Performance Trainers, who was out there throwing with me with my time away. I also want to thank all the Cleveland fans in the city of Cleveland for, you know, embracing me, but also helping me adapt to the community. It's been awesome. It's been great, you know, being out, going to dinner and social places, being able to hang out with some of the fans and interact with them. And I also just want to thank just everyone that's, you know, been sending out some positive energy towards my way. But I understand that you guys have, you know, a lot of questions, but with my legal team and my clinical team, there's only football questions that I can really address at this time. And I also want to thank, most importantly, Jacoby, the big brother he's been to me and everyone in that locker room, the passion, the grit, the leadership he has shown these past weeks. Everyone can see it. I mean, he's the ultimate guy that everyone wants to, you know, follow. So he's been awesome for me. Our relationship has been great. The bond has been great. And we're going to continue to grow from there. and help win some more football games for the Cleveland Browns.
Now that you've heard that, before we react, I do want to make a promise. We will not spend the next 5 hours on Deshaun Watson's press conference. But I do think there are a lot of things that are important to talk about this. And I think it is important to point out, and I heard Jeff Phelps say this, and I agree with him, that I thought that Deshaun's tone today was respectful. Because the first question after he delivered his opening statement was absolutely not about football. It was absolutely about his suspension, or it was really about the fallout from his suspension and the 26 civil lawsuits for sexual assault and sexual misconduct. And I thought, as he was asked those questions, I do think he was very respectful. I don't think he was outwardly or intentionally disrespectful. I understand the idea of he might have been coached to say, I'm only going to focus on the football side of things. That being said, I've listened to the press conference. I also went back and listened to multiple clips multiple times. There are times where intentions and respectfulness are not enough.
Let me just give you my initial thoughts. I gave it to you before the show, and I said this a couple days ago, and basically what I said played out because he has the right, and certainly with multiple legal cases still going on, to come out here and have commentary of the like what you just heard. You know, hey, I'm just going to talk about football respectfully. Other stuff is you know, obviously his medical stuff he doesn't have to share with us, certainly. But in terms of the statement itself, you control that. Like, you can come out and have some sort. And by the way, you've had months to think about this.
Just about 3 months.
I mean, that seems like a reasonable amount of time to come up with something that would at least sound somewhat genuine or remorseful or just something, right? Other than, hey, guys. How we doing?
Yeah.
Here to play football.
Appreciate everybody.
Thanks.
Now let's talk
some football. And by the way, thanks for all the support.
Yep. I don't think Deshaun was outwardly disrespectful, but I think...
No, I don't think he was disrespectful, but I think he just missed the mark.
He missed a real opportunity here, and his team, and you know what? Earlier, I did make the mistake, because I put a lot of this on the Browns in the way I framed my first tweet on the subject, because I was a little heated... about an hour and a half ago, poor Keith got the brunt of it the first time. He's just the first person to walk around the corner, and he was like, oh, so what'd you think? And 20 minutes later, he passed out. It was okay. He's good. And he was very helpful in helping me calm down. So I didn't frame my initial tweet right on this, because I said, well, I gave the Browns a lot of credit yesterday for pushing this off, because wait till you have the right thing to say. And then I kind of made it seem like, well, then today you came out and he didn't say really anything, and that seems like a wasted 24-hour period. The reality is, this is not just on the Cleveland Browns, nor do I think it's even probably most on the Cleveland Browns. But the entire infrastructure that supports Deshaun Watson, of which the Cleveland Browns are a part of this, but his legal team, his clinical team, his PR team, once again, they've missed an opportunity. And the opportunity here was not to say, hey, guys, I've had 12 weeks to think about it, and let me tell you how guilty I am. No. The 12 weeks or the whole thing today wasn't about him admitting guilt or admitting anything. It was about the process that he had to undergo to play football again. And why is that important? It's important for a lot of reasons. Because one, you can't bury this story simply by saying, I won't talk about it. It is insulting to the media who covers this team. And please, this is not about Nick Wilson. I promise that. But to the people, the beat reporters who cover this team, it is insulting, intentionally or not, to say, you know what, guys? Love y'all. But I'm going to dictate what you ask me.
Correct.
You don't do that. You dictate when you speak. You dictate maybe your opening statement and how you respond. But you, neither Deshaun, his lawyers, anybody involved in this, get to dictate what those reporters who work very hard day in and day out covering this organization, covering Deshaun Watson, covering this town, get to say, ask, or think. That was trash. And second, here's where the real missed opportunity is. And I want to give you an example coming up in about 10 minutes. Because I thought there was somebody on this station today that outlined exactly what could have happened today. And it's not about winning and losing. Because, Dustin, I hear this a lot. Wow, he's in a no-win situation. This isn't sports, guys. It's a press conference. What today could have been, if handled properly, right? If Deshaun had been coached properly, if Deshaun's team, which has completely put this all about legal and done no PR work the entire process, and probably has not helped that kid in the eyes of the public, one damn sentence, one damn moment.
Well, they put his picture up on the stadium.
I mean, you know what? I strike everything I just said from the record. But to me, the missed opportunity was Jimmy Haslam a couple months ago said something about, well, we believe everybody's entitled to a second chance. And fundamentally, that is one of the big ideas of America. Great. We love success stories. We love people that have righted wrongs and become success stories, right? There will be some people who do not like that. There were some people who still make Michael Vick jokes or Ben Roethlisberger jokes. But there are also more people who root for people to overcome, whether it's bad decisions, big mistakes, whatever it is. But the path back to that is not about a passage of time. Wow, guys, he didn't play for 11 games, and we haven't seen him for 12 weeks, so clearly, atonement is here. No. Atonement, a second chance, is truly earned by talking about the process you've gone through. And the reason why that's important is because it can help get through this quicker. If the goal is to get back to talking about football, you can't control the timeline outside of being honest, transparent, and forthright about the process you've been through, not the legal cases you're undergoing.
Yeah, and that's the thing here, Nick, is that this doesn't, not that it was going to end today, but to your point, like start to end the process of moving on.
Mm-hmm.
This now just looms, and it's going to loom and loom and loom until, I don't know. I mean, is he ever going to answer questions about it? If not, then, I mean, I'm telling you one thing, and it's not about the media. Like, fans are going to be like, oh, you media, you guys are so entitled. You just, No.
It's that damn media.
It's the cabal.
We're all together. Yeah. We're all together plotting and conspiring against everybody. It's great.
It's not. I mean, listen,
you should be at the barbecues. They're so much fun.
The job of the media is to get information to the fans, right? That's ultimately the job of the media.
And holding individuals, public individuals, and entities accountable.
Right. And listen, today they couldn't do that.
And
they might not be able to at any point this year.
And it was, I'll say it again, a missed opportunity. Was it the worst thing I ever heard? Absolutely not. Was it a little insulting? Absolutely. Could they have done this a million different ways and in a couple different ways that were absolutely better for everybody involved? We clearly set Deshaun Watson up in the first place. We clearly orchestrated this all just so we could ask him questions about this today. And I'm ashamed that we have to admit that today, Dustin. But also, if anybody has a reinforced soapbox, because that's another thing I heard on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. That we're on our soapbox today. I've heard a couple things that are just really, really interesting to me. I get that a lot of people want to get back to football, right? I heard that a lot today. Stick to football. Original take on that one. I've heard people, you know, somebody tweeted at me earlier and was like, I think the general public just wants to get back to talking about football. Which is a generic and meaningless term, the general public. Like if there's some sort of Gallup poll that I can look at and go, well, guys, 51% of people are done talking about Deshaun Watson's allegations, his suspension, and what he said today. So I think we should get back to football. It's not that idea. There is no general consensus on anything. Please see Twitter. It is important. And for people saying, well, he's answered questions before, and he's answered them poorly previously. And I can tell you one way, and you can disagree or agree with me. I can tell you one way that my reaction, and I think the reaction of several people in the media, would have changed today. If Deshaun came out, and that statement we played to start the show, if that statement was a statement summing up where he is, in coming off the suspension, what was maybe, I don't want to say what he learned, but the focus of that time for him and what he spent time focusing on and maybe what he's learned from.
I hope you learned something. I mean, you haven't been able to play the game in the game you love and work your job, your craft, for over 2 years because of your actions.
And so if he brings out a statement, that opening statement, and it's absolutely not just about football, he can thank everybody. There were actually corporate sponsors that I think he thanked in that thing. If he just changes,
no, he didn't, did he?
It was like, I want to thank RXT Athletics.
Oh, it was his performance group.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm God, sure they were really happy to be on that one.
They got that in. Hashtag ad.
Oh, man.
He should have said hashtag ad.
Man, we got that endorsement we were waiting on. If he had just changed that opening statement to include anything about any thought, anything, any sort of thing that, again, doesn't have to be an admission of anything. Nobody's expecting Deshaun to come out and say anything about his legal cases. It's about the process of his suspension, what happened and what he's taken away from it, and where he's at. Guys, what I'm asking for is a human response. If he does that and says, now, for the rest of this, I want to get back to football. While it's still not perfect, at least it's acknowledging the elephant in the room. And this PR, and you know what it is? It's PR trash. The idea of we're just going to ignore the conversation. You can't. And I had somebody during the break say, well, but he just wants to get back to talking football. And he could have. His team could have helped him with this. Because this isn't about Deshaun. It sounds like it's about Deshaun because we're talking about what he said. It's about the whole process that supports Deshaun Watson. This is common sense. There is some gray area between I did that bleep and I didn't do that bleep. There's some gray area between I did that bleep and no comment. Or I only want to talk about football. And the idea of, well, we're just going to say nothing because that's better. No. You've only invited more people to criticize you, which is the opposite of what you wanted to achieve today. Because if you had handled today properly, you know what could have happened, Dustin?
Yeah.
We could have slowly gotten back to talking about football, which is all anybody seems to want. Or sorry, the general public seems to want.
Yeah, I really want that too. And look, we're just guys on the radio talking, you know, and I really do want to be a fan of this team and because I love them. And I want to be a fan of Watson. I want to be a fan of the players that are on our team. It's just right now, I still want to get past it. And like, it doesn't feel like there's any resolution yet. You
yeah.
know?
And listen.
Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong.
And that's just how I feel. I'm just being 100% honest about how I feel about this situation.
And I just want, if you think Deshaun, if you just want to get back to football, I would like people to just to say, I don't care about the off the field stuff. Because I think that's a lot more honest than this insulting back and forth of the media. What's the media doing? You sound moronic. It's not specific to anybody that's interacted with me yet, because it is not specifically a problem for Deshaun Watson. It is a problem in our society today, and I get it. It's uncomfortable to talk about sexual assault. It's uncomfortable to make this deal with the devil that this guy has been accused of, not found guilty of, and that's very important, not charged with legal crimes, right? But he has been accused of some very heinous things, and now he plays for the team that I grew up rooting for. It's uncomfortable. It's okay to be uncomfortable. What's not okay is to say it doesn't matter. What is not okay is to say, to get everybody off the hook by saying, well, there's nothing he could have said, because there are plenty of things he could have said that stop short of admission of guilt or something that would land him in legal conundrums, all right? And all that takes to figure those things out is an ounce of common sense. You know why? Because I thought about 12 of them earlier today. When you go ahead and you allow, it's the media's fault. The media shouldn't be asking this. The media is the only thing standing in the way of the rise of authoritarianism in any country. The media is not the problem. Is the system broken? Yes, sure. Is the media flawed? Yes. Are politicians flawed? Yes. Is Deshaun flawed? Am I flawed? Are you flawed?
100%.
Yes. Nobody's saying anybody's perfect here. But today was not what it could have been and ultimately what it should have been. And that is a failure. Is that Deshaun's failure? Is that the Browns' failure? Is that Rusty Harden, which is still a hilarious name, is that his failure? Is that whatever clinical team, that, which is kind of a nebulous idea again? Sure, it's everybody's failure. Today was avoidable.
The funky one on Twitter says, let's just be honest, unless Deshaun got down on his knees and begged for forgiveness, nothing he said today would be good enough. People still want their pound of flesh. That may be true.
I think that's a cop-out.
That may be true, but to hear nothing and to completely ignore it and just act like nothing ever happened, it just, that to me was insulting.
Yeah, I think it's a cop-out. It's the same thing of, oh, well, the mob. We've come up with these great big spooky monsters. It's the media. It's the mob. It's social media. It's the Dems. It's the Republicans. We're all, oh, it's the monster under your bed. It's all crap. Nobody on this planet is that well organized. Do you know how I know? Because I watched 32 teams worth roughly $5 billion on average stumble over themselves at every given moment. They have every team in every sport and every political office holder has untold, untapped amount of financial resources behind them. And they muck it up every single day. So the idea that the Twitter mob, it's not about the mob. It's not about some spooky monster that's going to get you. It's not about cancel culture. It's not about any of that made up crap that only ruins the discourse in America. It's about responsibility that Deshaun has, that the Browns have, that Deshaun's camp has. And some of those responsibilities do run contrary to what might be in the best public interest. But today, Deshaun had an opportunity to begin his second chance on the right foot. And he, his camp, and unfortunately, as part of this, the Browns fell short of it. That's what matters. Not whether we want to stick to football or the mob.
You think the Haslam should have spoke today? Or this week?
Well, if they were going to do what Deshaun just did, I think they were smart not to do it. Do you?
I mean, I think fans would like to hear from them and just hear what's going on. Like get a kind of state of the union address, right?
Yeah.
State of the Browns, state of the franchise, and kind of get a thought on, you know, what you think about Deshaun and, you know, where you've seen him grow from when the time you signed him to now.
Mm-hmm.
You paid this guy $230 million. I certainly think you should respond.
I think what
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Stand up for the guy? I don't know.
Well, and I think actually you're pointing at something that I actually really agree with, which is, I don't know why I said actually. I agree with it.
It's like Ken Carmen.
I know, Ken.
I typically disagree with
Nick Wilson.
With Nick Wilson, but this time I actually agree with him.
But I think where you're right is, I think another reason why it was important for Deshaun to speak is, and this is not the mob says this, this is common sense. When Deshaun talked about this in August, he did a really bad job. He came across as disorganized, insincere, and honestly, he came across like a guy who was just trying to get by. That's not how second chances work. That's not how absolution works. It's not how atonement works. And unfortunately, and I'm making this comparison because so did the Haslams. I think the Haslams really tried to explain their thought process in August. I think their intentions were good. And I think Jimmy said some things that I was very thankful that somebody said in a public position that had that kind of power, that kind of wealth, that said something real. Like when he said if his name was Joe Smith, he wouldn't be getting the second chance. They also fell short then. So, yeah. If I think Deshaun, it was important for Deshaun to have another go at his thoughts and where he is and where he is coming off his suspension today, then yeah, maybe the Haslam should have.
Nick, judging by Twitter and some of the responses, it seems like no one cares.
I just think the vocal minority don't care.
Okay, maybe it's a vocal minority, but I mean, every call that we've got on hold, and we've got full lines right now, we'll get to your calls here shortly. They're all defending Deshaun, saying it should be about football. He said what he had to say, and every tweet is...
And I would say to them, why should it be about football?
Okay, like we're gonna... maybe you and I are wasting our time.
Yeah. Listen, I think there's a really good chance that that it doesn't matter.
And you know what? The Browns are thrilled. If the vocal minority speaks up and defends everything, then the Browns are happy as all get up.
I don't want to make it just about the Browns are happy, because I would go down a really cynical rabbit hole. I think you probably have a point.
I'm just saying, just in general, about the PR perspective of this whole thing, I think they're thrilled that this went over as well as it did.
Mm-hmm.
It went over great. Flying colors, according to everybody on Twitter and all of our callers.
216-578-0092. Let's go with Wayne. I'm sure this... Hey, Wayne, how you doing, bud?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, bud.
What's up, man?
Yeah, question. Yeah, how many games did he get suspended for?
That'd be 11 games, Wayne.
I think 11.
Yeah. Did he do them all?
Let me carry the... Yes, carry the two.
Yeah, 11.
All right, so he has punishment. He's been punished and everything, discipline and all that.
What was he punished for? Right.
Well, discipline, you know.
Why was he punished, though?
What was he disciplined for?
For that, you know, what is it, code of ethics for the NFL, whatever, with that, you know.
And that was related to?
The allegations.
The allegations of?
Well, those women, whatever, you know, what happened. I just want to know, he served them all, right? He served all 11 games.
Well, I believe, yes, he did. He didn't really have a choice in that because he agreed to it, but yes.
All right, well, hey, he don't owe nobody nothing. He done served them, so hey, y'all, let's play football. Let's move on.
Wayne, look, and that's a 100% fine take, and I think that's the majority of takes out there.
Okay. Listen, you might be right. Twitter, the vocal minority on Twitter might be right. Let's go with Benny. Welcome to the show, Benny.
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
What's up, Benny?
Listen, the whole thing, the whole gist of the thing is, just like if somebody commits a crime, you go to jail, you serve your time, you get out of jail, you hope people don't hold that time that you did in jail over your head. You do your time, you try to get back in society and make yourself a better person. Give this man time to make himself a better person.
Well, he had 12 weeks, Benny.
Exactly. But he was not allowed to speak about certain things. He still has a legal aspect of this situation.
So I want to give you another chance at this, because I just wanted to respond to something. The difference here is when you get out of jail, let's say it's for a nonviolent offense, when you go to get a new job, you do have to answer questions about the things that you did. And the difference here is Deshaun is already given a job. And that job is a very well-paid job. And that job is a very public job. He happens to be the face of an exclusive one of 32 teams in the NFL. So no one's saying Deshaun had to say the right thing or not be the quarterback. I'm simply saying what he's saying wasn't enough today. And... that he had all the time and all the resources. Real quick, Benny, I'm going to give you a chance, buddy. I promise. He had all the time, resources, his team, maybe I'll put it that way, his team, which we don't get if you and I go out of jail and try and find a new job, his team had all the time, resources, and anything he needed to say even something minuscule, a kernel of something that is truthful about his time over the last 12 weeks. And nobody thought that was a good decision.
Well, think of it as this. Okay, say the Browns PR team already had a feeling that this situation was totally getting whitewashed. They were trying to be done with it. No more talking about the sexual allegations. So they might have put him out there to tell him, look, don't talk about it, because the public opinion is starting to go away from wanting to talk about it. So maybe that's why they set him out there and told him not to say anything.
I think we've given, and this is not just to what you're saying. I thank you for the call, Benny. I think there are a lot of people giving the benefit of the doubt to the wrong side of things. The average person who goes to jail does not have the assets that the Cleveland Browns, Deshaun has, Rusty Harden has, his clinical team has, all those things combined. The average person doesn't have those kind of resources to help them rebuild their life. Deshaun does. When you are a public-facing person, more should be expected of you, especially when we do not have a connection to Deshaun. Something would have been nice. Instead, whether it's intentional or unintentional, the response was rather insulting to both people who cover the team and to people who might be a fan of that team. What's the difference between a soapbox and a high horse?
Well, a box holds soap.
That one I did know. That I knew that one.
Yeah.
Now, is a high horse just a really tall horsey?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a tall horsey that you'd sit on and look down upon everybody.
Okay. So do people who just...
I guess it depends how tall the box is versus the horse.
And maybe how the person you're talking to is too, right?
And how tall they are.
Yeah. So if I was like on a Clydesdale, but I was talking to Shaq, he'd be like, why are you on that totally normal
horse?
Why
are you on that normal horse trying to talk to me?
Yeah. Because like, if this is another great point. If I was on a soapbox, but talking to Shaq, I might only be as tall as Shaq.
I don't think you'd even be as close to as tall as Shaq.
I'm 6'4". If it's
soapboxes
like
aren't that high.
Are you sure? How long do you like? How big do you think an average soapbox is? I thought we were talking at least a half foot, right?
What do you think, Spano?
Spano, you're a soapbox. Wait, we bring
He's
in our soapbox expert.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Thank you. Go to our correspondent here on soapboxes.
Yeah, it looks like around a foot and a half to 2 feet.
Oh,
yeah.
Then I would be on a soapbox with Shaq. He'd be like, "Oh my God, it's George Murison up there," and I'd be like, "Shut up, Shaq, because I'm talking right now."
He'd say it's Jorge to you.
Are you ready to get back to football?
Not the fans are. I mean,
I really thought for a second, because we were just talking about Deshaun Watson's press conference. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? We waited 24 hours. We pushed back. Normally, quarterbacks talk on Wednesdays. We waited 24 hours.
I thought they'd talk on Friday, by the way. I'm surprised they did it today.
I would have liked on Friday. I feel like
you
Friday
had it penciled in for a Friday news dump.
It should have been. If this is what he's going to say, like, I mean, wait, a half-ass a Friday news dump here, friends.
He gave us 2 full days to rip on him.
You made all these people on Twitter very angry.
No,
by
they're not
making
angry.
This a,
oh, they're
no,
happy.
I now know the Twitter mob is real, and they're coming for you, boy. I really thought for a second, I thought it'd be funny if I went to each one of these callers and I'm like, all right, what do you want to say about this? And I was like, I'm sorry, we're on to football. And then I realized that would only increase the size of my high horse or my soapbox. So we don't want to do that. As we get back to football, because this is a football show, and football is the only thing that matters on the planet. Nothing else.
No.
With that, so let's say, I'm going to throw you a little hypothetical.
Let's talk about
there.
That foosball.
I'm going to throw you a little hypothetical for my high horse here.
Should I get on the ground here?
Oh, just break that chair.
No,
if you break
I'm not,
that chair
if I break
further,
this chair, there's no more chairs. This chair that
I mean,
goes
there are plenty, there's
the,
a chair
the
right
graveyard
there.
Graveyard of chairs.
There's a chair right
that's
there.
That exists somewhere in the Halley building.
There's a chair behind you. You could break Jeff Phelps's chair.
No, I'm scared of Jeff.
If the Browns flip the switch when Deshaun comes back, are you going to see that as proof they struggled because of Jacoby or proof that they were loafing? That is my football take. Or that's my football topic. 216-578-0092. Because I'm back to football.
No, we got 3 minutes. Let's hit a couple calls.
But I'm going to do the I can't say that word on air.
Do the damn thing?
No, do the D thing of
Mike,
being like,
Mike.
No. All right.
I don't know what you're saying.
Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hey, Cheryl.
Nick, Dustin.
What's happening?
Cheryl.
Nick.
Cheryl.
I never disagree with you because you guys are silver-tongued devils. So let me just say that.
Silver-tongued devils.
Oh, why, thank you. You on our high horses.
Nick.
Is that
pull
a,
yourself
is,
off.
Does that deserve a thank you?
Okay. But you're full of crap.
Okay.
That was the perfect news conference. It was everything I wanted. You got to understand, Nick. We've been dealing with Deshaun Watson, psychological, physical, legal. We've been dealing with this since April. It's a dead horse.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of it. Mm-hmm. He's only going to say, well, what'd you learn? We don't care what he thinks personally from his stuff. All we know is this. We all know he had to do therapy. We all know he had to sit out 11 games. We all know he had to pay. We know all of it. We don't care how he feels about it. What is he going to say? Oh, it was a load of crap and I didn't do it. No, it's absolutely time to go on to football. And I enjoyed every minute of that news conference when he said, we're going to talk about football because the rest of the stuff is personal. And the first person said some personal question. And the kid said, not going to do that.
It's Tom Withers.
More- huh?
It's Tom Withers. Did a great job.
Right. So
great question.
I thought it was the best handled news conference I could have asked for. And listen to the part where he talks about football. God love him. What's past is past. If you, Nick, if you're not comfortable with him because of what he did, okay. But those of us who are still hanging around got over that. We're done with that. We made our peace and we're still Browns fans.
Can I make a promo out of this?
Tell Anthony Lima not to start the morning show on the Fan with, oh, wherever he's practicing, I'm sure they don't want to say because, you know, they're embarrassed they're helping Deshaun Watson practice in secret. No, nobody's embarrassed for helping Deshaun Watson.
Cheryl, I think you're in luck. I think you're in luck. I think right now Lima and the cabal are focused on getting Ryan Day fired. So I don't think there'll be a lot of Deshaun Watson talk tomorrow. Cheryl, we appreciate you.
Football! Go Browns, man! I can't wait!
All right, Cheryl. Larry, real quick. What is more esteemed to be talking down to people from, a soapbox or a high horse?
Listen.
Please answer the question.
I don't know. I don't know what a soapbox. Soapbox or soap opera?
That's no, soapbox. Because you can't stand on a soap opera.
We're not talking about Days of Our Lives here.
I don't know what you mean.
All right, real quick. Drake, is a soapbox or a high horse a better thing to be on?
I'm a black man. I have no idea what a soapbox is.
Wait, is that not a thing?
I have no idea. But what I do want to say is, what part of my counsel advised me not to speak on that? Did you all not hear? Because y'all,
I believe I heard it.
He didn't say that. Yeah, and just kept on. Well, he should have said this. He should have said that. I'm sure if you have a problem and your lawyer tell you don't say nothing, you're going to keep your mouth closed too.
So yeah, well, no. Real quick. Drake, I want to say something real quick, buddy. And nobody's helped us on this soapbox or high horse thing. It's really infuriating. Nobody's saying he had to comment on any of the actual charges that he has been charged with, or any of the lawsuits that he's either settled or hasn't settled. But he could have talked about the last 12 weeks without admitting guilt or anything
else.
Where
are you at? How have you grown?
Yes.
Like, has anything changed?
What stood out to you about that time? Did you learn something away from football, which I do think is a really important, and I'm not asking about, did you learn about anything with your relationship with women or massage therapist? I'm more just talking about, what is it like? He mentioned today it was his first time he had ever missed that kind of time away from football in his life. I think that's a really fascinating thing to find out what he took away from that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.